Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on the last day of June 2021 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are back on a Wednesday edition for News AF here today with Danny and the man of the hour. It's Tyson Apostle Day on Rob as a Podcast as we have News AF here today. And then tonight, the 14th best season of Survivor, we'll talk about the man, the coconut bandit, the man at the center of it all. Let's talk about Survivor Blood versus Water on the Survivor Countdown. Here's Tyson Apostle. Woo-hoo. The Big Bad Wolf. That was another nickname.
The Big Bad Wolf. 14th. That's okay. I mean, I was hoping for four top 10 seasons, but four top 15 seasons is nothing to scoff at.
Nothing to scoff at. Very few people can make that distinction, if anybody.
Yeah, if anybody. Yeah. Is there anybody else who's played four times who hasn't had a season come up yet?
Four in the top, I don't think so. That somebody will correct me if we are wrong about that. But I think we've seen everybody else at least once.
Sari, Parv,
yeah, seen them.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Who else is it? Rupert.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Sandra.
Yep, we've seen them all.
Okay.
Yep.
Looks like I'm the best of the best then.
The best of the best. So, yeah, four top 14 seasons and one top 14 season for Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty good.
That's actually more impressive than Tyson.
It's pretty good.
In some ways.
Tyson is on the road today. Tyson, where are you at?
So, I am in Newport Beach. My in-laws have a timeshare here, which we all know they are one of the best investments you can make. And do not take that for reals. Do not buy timeshares, guys.
Okay.
And we stay here. They come here. They love it. They come here once a year. And Rachel and me and the girls got invited to tag along. So we did. So here we are. Yesterday, I couldn't do the podcast because we were at Catalina Island. Have you ever been to Catalina, Rob?
Yes, I was there.
Okay.
Lots of golf carts.
Yeah, it's mostly golf carts. Danny, have you been to Catalina Island before?
I've flown around it.
Oh, look at that. What a fly.
Oh.
did you find that? Is there a lot to do there on Catalina Island?
There's nothing to do on Catalina
that's
Island.
What I thought, that's what I wondered when, I've seen
like you rent a golf cart.
Yeah.
You rent a golf cart and you drive around.
Boat.
Yeah, you can do a glass bottom boat. Yeah. Did you see a lot of fish on the glass bottom boat?
Yeah.
Shopping carts.
I don't recall being like blown away in terms of the number of fish that we saw.
Okay. And they have imported beaches where they have obviously got the sand from somewhere else.
Hmm. Yeah.
But that's fine. And people sit there and put their feet in and everything.
Yeah.
That's funny that Danny has flown around. I like that reaction from Rob. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Tyson, now you said that you don't recommend timeshares, but wouldn't you recommend for your relatives to all get timeshares?
Yes, but do not ever, I do not ever want to inherit
a
timeshare.
Yeah. What if you get a free cruise by sitting through a timeshare meeting? Is that worth it, Tyson?
My in-laws are at a timeshare meeting right now for a gift card.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. I hate that, dude, so much.
There are timeshare people. There are cruise people. Yeah. And you know what? They're living their best life. That's how they choose.
They really are. Yeah. That is true.
Tyson, on the one hand, I could see you liking the appeal of free stuff. On the other hand, I feel like that you would not like to have your time wasted. What's your feeling on the timeshare trade of like sit through a seminar and get some gift card or not for you? Yeah.
I mean, what they're getting, no. But if Yeah, it is. It's all about what's your time worth. And then you have to decide that. And then you have to squeeze for as much as you can get from and then cut out as early as possible.
Yeah.
It's okay to be rude in these meetings.
If you're retired, though, your time's probably worth a gift card and some human contact.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the human contact. I guess you're right.
Yeah. I don't even need the card.
Tyson might have like a good hack on how to get out of those meetings and still get the perk.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably take like X-Lax or something, Epicac, vomit and poop everywhere and be like, I tried my hardest.
Give you the thing at the end, So, okay.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think you do have to cut it short, though, and you have to be really aggressive in cutting it short because they're equally as aggressive in trying. Like the goal when you go to these meetings is for them to try to keep you there as long as possible and for you to get away as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And real so that's, it's a real cat and mouse. Yeah. So I don't know. I've never been to a timeshare meeting. I've never been intrigued by participating in a timeshare meeting, but, yeah, my advice would be there's better ways.
Yeah,
guys.
Tyson has a portable Bluetooth microphone today. If you notice that he sounds different in the chat, I saw somebody said it looked like you have an e-cigarette.
Oh,
that would be new for Tyson.
And of course, a man who has no e-cigarettes.
And shares time with no one.
But has a tropical storm named after him coming up. Here is Danny Bryson.
That's, you know what? With D being so early in the alphabet, every season I probably get close to getting a hurricane named after me. So I don't know how impressive that is. It depends on the hurricane. Hopefully it's a gentle hurricane. I hope that I'm just spraying fluids all over the, you know, the coast in a gentle manner.
Yeah.
Spritzing beachgoers with a cooling spray.
Well, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but the headline from CNN is Danny weakens to a depression as it moves inland across South Carolina.
No, I like that. That means I won't be a destructive force. I'm more of a depression.
Depressed.
Wet blanket Tyson
depressed
always talks
force,
about.
Yeah. Just slogging around.
Just kind of like, you guys want some water? Yeah. How about you guys over
so
there?
Depressed. Yeah. All right. Should we get into our top story at this hour? I felt like that this was very appropriate for Danny and Tyson this week.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So there were some real shenanigans that went on during the Tour de France this week, where there are, of course, many observers, and one person had an extra large sign, which ended up wreaking some havoc with the racers. Danny, did you follow any of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who hasn't seen this video over 100 times in the past week?
Mm-hmm.
So I was not expecting when I very first saw it in slow motion. One, I still, in all the articles I've read, I don't know what the sign translates to. Do we have an answer to what she was holding up? What does that say? What was she promoting?
Let me see if I can figure out what it says.
Yes, I've never taken the time to figure it out, and I haven't seen it in any of the articles. Yeah, right? It didn't really look like an Instagram handle. Didn't look like a Twitter handle. It didn't look like a website.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't ever know what it said either. Somebody said something about her saying something to her grandma or grandpa or something, her grandparents.
Is what it said. Something that Opie and Omi is grandma and grandpa. So
that makes this story a little less nasty, because if it was a World Series topless Instagrammer, I'd be much more enraged. If it's just some cycling fan giving a shout out to grandma and grandma, it's tragic. But at least it started off with a sweet message.
Yeah.
Well,
it's go grandpa and grandma.
Were they racing?
Yeah, they
were. They in the back of the peloton?
Yes, it was Lance Armstrong's granddaughter. They outlawed taking selfies at the Tour de France a handful of years ago because people would turn their back to the race and then snap pictures and the Peloton would just roll over these people that were standing out in the road to get their photo op. And then riders started slapping phones out of people's hands as they had their phones out, because they just like,
I bet that's right, the best part of being a rider in the sort of
slapping people's phones out of their hands.
Rise up through the ranks, put in all the sweat and blood just so that you could go do a massive tour like the Giro or whatever and slap phones just for one season, slapping phones. You're like, I retired. I got what I wanted. Oh, it would feel good. It would feel so good. She did turn her back though, Tyson. So that's interesting.
Which
that you point that out.
Is bad. They had a huge problem with it a handful of years ago, and it was really a big problem. And this was so stupid. Like, she turned the sign so that it's now poking out in the road. It was like
no spatial awareness.
It enraged me because I have been in that situation in those bike races, and a lot of people, like, I was reading through some comments, and they were just like, "Oh, her little stunt, you know, ruined some people's days." And I was like, it's ruined maybe some people's careers.
Yeah.
It's ruined maybe some people's, for sure, some people's seasons, definitely some people's Tour de France's, everyone's day worldwide, even people who weren't in the race. And the only consolation she has for her mess up is that humans really can only be enraged for like a month maximum.
She fled though. She fled the country.
Yeah, which is crazy.
She went into hiding. She probably hired that service in Japan to help you disappear from society. But they caught her. I think they caught her today. This morning.
Where did she run to?
Oh, I just saw the headline that they had her. But you know, another thing that people don't understand, and Tyson can back me on this, is that I think a lot of people probably watch the video and wonder why the cyclist didn't get out of the way. But in those pelotons, it's like handlebar to handlebar. There is no room
when
to maneuver.
When you use the term peloton, for us that, you know, normal.
Peloton is
there.
The group of riders. Yeah, the group of 200 riders.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the biggest group of riders on the road is considered the peloton, the main peloton. And then there's smaller groups that sometimes break off of that on the front or fall off on the back. But at this point during this crash, all 220-ish riders were all in contact. And I would say at least half of that group crashed. Many broken bikes, broken bones for sure. I don't know how many people had to leave the Tour de France after that wreck. Tony Martin, who was the guy who crashed into her, he smacked his head pretty hard on the ground.
He got ran over. I watched the rear tire bounce off of him. So,
yep.
And you know, the Tour de France hasn't reached not Formula, but Indy 500 level of fandom where like you go to see the crashes. I feel like a crash at the Tour is viewed as tragic. Whereas I sometimes feel like with some car racing fans that like that's what they go for. The sound of the motor, the flying of the cars.
Yeah. So you just hear the bikes come through.
Yeah.
And then the crash is crazy. If you're in a bike race and you hear that, you are just praying that you're not going next. Like, cause you hear it. It sounds like a million rattling tin cans in your ears. Yes. As you're hearing everybody stack up and you're like, I don't know where this is happening right now in this group of 220 guys, but I hope that
the dominoes aren't falling your way.
Yes, exactly. And, somebody in the chat said that I should train specifically to be a guy that goes in front of the riders to knock the phones out of the hands.
Would you do that, Tyson?
No, but I think you could hire Lance Armstrong. Just be like, okay, you can dope as much as you want now, Lance Armstrong, and just ride. You'd have to be only like a quarter mile ahead of the race the whole time, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Because
they have to give you a big head start.
You can't have a big head start, because a big head start allows everybody to then gather their phones again.
Yeah, you gotta have time. You have to the perfect time.
But if you could outrun the whole pack, you should be racing.
It'd be impossible.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why you allow them to dope.
No, let people go on a motorcycle up front.
Oh yeah,
they already have that.
Yeah,
but they don't have designated phone slappers on.
Yeah, what they need to do is they just need to, like, all the French police need to just have the authority to slap phones.
Mm-hmm. And now signs slap. And by the way, if you're going to hold up a sign, a cardboard sign with black pen, just said, I mean, it could have done better. You could have at least made the crash be the result of an awesome looking sign. But a torn up box with some black pen, not worth a crash.
Yeah. And then what will happen to this woman?
Probably a fine.
Oh, they said a year. They're looking at a year of imprisonment.
Really?
Yeah, that's what one thing that I read. You know how everyone's speculating what could happen?
Grandpa will be so upset.
What crimes will they? I mean, what crimes will they press on her, and what are those worth?
Embarrassing in France.
Yeah, it's true. That's one of the most grievous crimes in France.
Yeah, it used to be like if you embarrass the king, get your head cut off or whatever. But now it's like if you embarrass France, it could be a year. Same.
And DePete, I guess, is saying civil suits. I guess the teams and the writers individually could all sue her as well. And they do, in a way, need to make an example somewhere of this because it happens all the time. And reckless endangerment, sure. If that's even a law in France, I don't know.
Now, but why isn't there like a police tape or anything up? It looks like the people could just like walk into.
Yeah, because it's 150 miles.
Yeah, and they gather at random.
Yeah, and they gather in random spots. You can't. It's called a rolling enclosure. So what happens is there's like 60 or so motorcycles. They drive in front of the group, blockade all the roads as the race comes through. And then once the race passes them, they zoom back past the race to continue closing the roads. And it's a pretty well-organized thing that they do with the rolling enclosure, which is crazy that they do that for all the way through France. But, they can't possibly, sometimes cars get out on the course on accident, sometimes on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to filter all of it. But if you have these laws and repercussions in place for the people who are in obvious violation, it would hopefully stop some of that.
Okay. What did they do for the rest of the race? Is it like under protest?
They had a protest the next day. They rode out of the starting gate and then just stopped for a minute. But I think they continued on. Probably everyone gathered up their stuff and then slowly took off again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's usually how the Tour de France goes when they have a protest.
Will the winner have like some sort of an asterisk next to their name?
No.
This is so early
in the race and this stuff happens. It always like there's been years I remember where enraged people who just didn't want the race going through their town or something threw thumbtacks out on the road.
Oh, no.
And got a lot of flat tires. There's lots of stuff like that. People taking wrong routes. There's crashes for other reasons. That same day, there was another big crash later, but it was of the rider's fault. So it happens. And that's just like that's the beauty of the Tour de France is there is a lot of luck involved in getting through all the carnage.
Yeah. So it's like a real life Super Mario Kart.
Yeah. But then you have to keep going over and over again. It's not like Super Mario Kart. Well, no, it's not like Super Mario Kart because you're not like throwing turtle shells.
Yeah, turtle shells or leaving egg, banana.
The riders generally almost always ride with other safety in mind. So they're always signaling for like if we're racing and there's a pothole or some debris in the road, you point it out so that the whole group can get around it. So everybody points all the way back. If there's a curb like or a corner or gravel, you signal for all that stuff. And there's hand signals that you use behind your back or, you know, wave people away from parked cars, et cetera. So there's so the riders are always because that's the only way you'd get through a race like this is protecting each other. Mm-hmm. So it's always sportsmanship is always kind of, you know, there lingering.
So it's not roller derby like what Rob was picturing.
But in some ways it is where it's like for the people who are the spectators, it sounds like it's a free for all.
It is kind of crazy. I don't know. You've ever seen the Devil Man. He was famous for a while. He would run alongside and scream. Of the cyclists. Oh, did he die?
I think so, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, the spectator rider relationship is a strange one in the world of sports.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about something that I saw this quite a bit on social media. And it turns out that this was a bit of fake news. Had either of you seen this week people holding up the different condiments that we've talked about of combining two things?
The Oreo?
May Oreo. Yes.
That was fake.
That is fake.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I had a bunch of people send it to me.
What was the point? Well, like, where would this taste good?
Where do they suggest you use this on a sandwich?
Where does Cranch taste good?
Oh my gosh. Cranch would work on so many things. French fries, hamburgers, but May Oreo, Tyson? There's no room for that.
Your question like, what is the utility of May Oreo, or why did somebody make this hoax?
No, I get the hoax, and it's nearly believable. The problem is they mix two flavors that just doesn't make any sense. It's not a sandwich flavor, not a hamburger flavor. It's just a bad mix. You could have done something a little bit closer to the truth. I don't know what that would be, like May avocado or something. That might make more sense, but May Oreo is nothing.
Right. May avocado would not be like a viral.
I know. You're trying to find the perfect balance between believability, but also outrageousness. And this was too far on the outrageousness scale because May Oreo, you're not putting that on a sandwich.
But Oreo has already been known to be experimental with flavors.
Yes.
And so has mayonnaise. And so for me, that was the believable part, was I was like, of course, these two companies would make something disgusting.
Right. Where I got offended was that May Oreo is not even a like good portmanteau. Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you would call it? Oreo?
May Oreo.
Oh, May Oreo?
It's a mouthful.
Yeah,
I like it. May Oreo, kind of just, it's an interesting tongue exercise. I feel like I could say that 30 times every time in the morning and then, you know, crush it on the sunflower seeds, you know, as I practice it more and more. Mm-hmm. It's like, like you can feel it working a lot of muscles. I kind of like the name May Oreo.
Okay, so you're going to continue to say May Oreo even after this proven hoax.
Yeah, you know, I might just every morning is kind of like my, what do they call it? Your affirmation that you say in the mirror. I'm just going to say you're better than May Oreo like 30 times.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just go out and crush the day.
Yeah.
This isn't, but in my mind, Heinz makes stuff that goes on sandwiches and hamburgers. And this thing just made no sense. May Oreo. Like, I'm not putting an Oreo on anything except in a shake.
I bet you would.
Oh, I wouldn't.
You don't think like you're at a county fair and they're like, we're going to deep fry a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with an Oreo inside.
Even that doesn't sound like a good mix.
But you still eat it.
I don't think I would eat that.
Breaded, deep fried at the county fair. Your whole family's there watching you. You're like, I'm a real man, guys.
Cheering you on.
Do it, Daddy. Do it, Daddy. It's deep fried. All the germs are cooked off. You don't have that soup bar, you know, that haunting feeling.
Tyson, do you know that the more people who get involved to chant, the less likely I am to do it just out of like
stick principle?
Yeah.
Just out of principle. Okay. Yeah. Danny's proud.
I'm so sorry. I'm too proud. It's like the more someone tells me to go see a movie, the less.
Remember the ghost pepper incident, though?
That was News AF fans, not complete strangers.
Mm-hmm. You're saying if News AF fans rallied to get you to eat,
I like a News AF event. Yes, I would probably do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting some May Oreo immediately.
You have to make it first.
I'm going
to
make myself.
What did Danny agree to? Going to a county fair and eating a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich with an Oreo in it?
He did not agree to that. He agreed to doing another News AF live event
with a shot of May Oreo.
Yes, on a sandwich of his choice. Even if it's not real, I'm making it.
Danny ate a sandwich with bird poop on it. Okay, he would eat a sandwich with May Oreo.
Spit it out.
Yeah,
he spit it out.
For the News AF fans, if they were chanting,
Danny's awesome. So thanks, Danny, for your service.
Own May Oreo? Or are we like taking a vat of mayonnaise and then throwing Oreos?
Why
in the
do you need a vat? Why you could just use like a half cup?
Half a cup of mayonnaise and how many Oreos?
A half Oreo with the Crisco side.
Oh, you're not even putting
a whole Oreo? Oh,
you're saying take it apart.
Take it apart. Then, the side that gets the frosting goes in the mayonnaise.
Okay, that's a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying
I don't want it to be overwhelmingly Oreo. I feel like then Danny would enjoy it and we wouldn't get what we want.
That sounds overwhelmingly mayo. Straight up mayo, basically.
Yeah. That's what we want. Yeah.
The Oreo cookie, get rid of the frosting and then mayo in the middle on the Oreo cookie.
Mayo in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, that would be a great stackers, Oreo stackers. Just double deck that.
Double stuff, sure.
Double stuff, there you go. That would be gross. That would be so gross. Maybe Tyson should try that one first before I go all in on the mayo Oreo. Tyson could try the mayo in the middle.
Well, Tyson famously hates mayonnaise.
Correct.
I know, that's why it'd be so entertaining to watch him eat
Oreos?
It.
Me?
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I'd ever go to the grocery store.
I always want Oreos to be better.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I'll have an Oreo. And then you throw it out there like, no, it's never as good as I think it will be.
And I'll tell you this also, that when I got voted off Survivor, I'm pretty sure they gave me, they came with Oreos and an orange soda. And I was like, this is like the worst combination that you could possibly fathom here.
So when the first time I was on the show and got voted off, they had you fill out like a list of your favorite foods before. And so when I got off, they had like they had you do like your favorite candy bar, your favorite soda, your favorite this, your favorite that. And they had all of those things for me in a basket when I got voted off.
Oh, wow.
At Ponderosa or when you
in the car from tribal council.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel like that I walked out of the, you know, I got voted out and then they were like, here's an orange soda and Oreos for you. I think I would have rather had May Oreo.
Yeah, you should have thrown both of those things.
Yeah, it sounds like they don't like you.
Shaking it up and smashed it on the ground. And then you get in the car, they have a basket. They're like, here's some food. And the psych is just like looking at you, waiting for you to talk. And you're just like, I don't want to talk right now. I am full on enraged with what happened.
And imagine like, if you got that car and all they had was May Oreo.
How do you feel? And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I understand it all, but it still sucks because a bunch of idiots are still there and I'm not. And that's exactly right.
I've been carrying this with you ever since your first time.
There was a funny comment here.
Yes.
From, let me see if I can find it real quick. From Bruce Audit, who said that to make it fair to all those who crashed in that crash, they should finish the Tour de France in wheelchairs this year. So all riders have to shift to wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. It'll add an extra 5 months to the tour.
And imagine going downhill 100 miles an hour on a wheelchair.
This is scary.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad that this one didn't get to the News AF. I like to think we would expose this as being false, or at least make everyone question the reality of the May Oreo. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we wouldn't have been suckered. Mm-hmm. I think we could have.
Worked this out. Is our TikTok play though to make a mayonnaise sandwich with Oreos crushed in it and be like, "We got it. We're trying it out right now," and then makes people then question again if in fact it is real.
You could do that and then like pretend like it's the greatest thing ever and get a bunch of other people to do it.
Yeah, so like the mustard on the watermelon.
Yeah. So do we have to like doctor up an Oreo package to pull this off?
So you want to do Oreos with mayonnaise filling?
Yeah.
We could probably do that.
I think that printing Photoshop. A new Heinz label might be easier.
Yeah, another May Oreo Heinz label.
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing with another one? Say like, oh no, it is real now?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We're saying, no, it actually is real.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
And it's so good. It
goes so well with a ham and cheese.
The flavor scientists at both companies.
Yeah, it shows Tyson in a lab coat.
The flavor scientists just had so much foresight to realize that these two actually complement each other when in reality you never would have thought that they would. Yeah.
By plugging in all the flavors into our supercomputer, our brand new supercomputer, we found the greatest flavor combinations in the known universe.
You're never going to believe it.
And this is all based on science. This isn't craziness. This is just real scientific research. And the May Oreo will blow you away. It'll knock your socks off.
Okay.
And then Tyson takes a big bite after squirting too much of it on a ham. It's like a Carl's Jr. commercial.
Yeah, and it's just like dribbling down my face. And I'm like, I don't even like mayo, but this stuff is so good. And then viral virality on TikTok, just like crushing. Mm-hmm. And then laugh all the way to the bank.
Boom. Okay.
Boom.
Be on the lookout for that. Danny, did you see this article about the Australian nude sunbathers?
Which I didn't, but it's weird because I have a Google alert for the word
for nude Australians.
Yes. Nude Australians and then deer and sunbathers. But somehow this got through my filter. Yeah. So no.
What happened?
Well, there were some nude sunbathers who were enjoying one of Australia's national parks, the Royal National Park. The only issue is that Sydney has been in a new COVID lockdown since June 21st, which requires people to be staying home. The nude sunbathers, I guess, were planning on being there undetected when they got spooked by a deer who then sent them fleeing out of said national park.
I'm going to assume that Australian deer, unlike the deer here, which are herbivores, eat human flesh. Yeah. Because
they're carnivorous.
And yeah, that explains why they're
poisonous.
Yeah, they're probably poisonous too. They probably spit acid, and that's why these guys ran into the national forest and got lost naked.
Yeah. And so they required some assistance from the officials, from the police, who needed to then rescue them as they were lost in the park naked.
Could you imagine if you had to use a harness to hoist that guy out?
This is like the origin story.
Oh, you see, but were they these are just copycats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't the origin story. These are the copycats, but they really were naked and afraid.
Hmm.
This is reality. This is real life. IRL, naked and afraid. Mm-hmm. No one standing nearby.
Wearing masks, or do they not also wear masks?
I think if you're going to break the rules, you're probably not doing the mask.
Yeah. And they were outside also.
Okay.
So
yeah, we're outside.
Yeah.
How do you get found? Do you think they called or someone saw just two naked people wandering through the forest?
Yeah, I believe this was two men. One was naked with a backpack. Danny, have you ever done that move?
Have you ever bumped into anybody doing that move, Danny?
I have bumped into two or three naked people in the mountains, but no one was rocking the backpack nude.
Yeah, if you wear a backpack, are you naked, Tyson?
I mean, by definition, no, but I think that in this day and age, naked meaning that your most private, vulnerable parts are exposed.
But they did find his friend partially clothed, and I like to think that they found him with his socks on and a too short of a t-shirt, because that's the ultimate humiliation right there, to be found in that
shirt,
kind of
shirt cocking.
Yeah. With the curtains drawn up.
Yeah.
Just over the wang.
Yes. And then, according to this news report, in a separate incident, the police stopped the car and spoke with the driver. Did they have like a getaway guy? Also a third guy?
He was 200 kilometers away from his friends. He just like bailed. He's done.
Like a 2 hour
scary deer.
2 or 3 hour drive to get to him.
I begin to think the deer thing was not really what happened. I don't know what happened on that beach, and maybe M. Night will make a movie about it. But I mean, come on. Why is this guy, if it was just a deer, why is he 200 kilometers away from his friends?
Because it's an Australian deer, bro. We already went over that.
Seriously, they must spit acid, because this story is weird. They're in the forest.
So you think that there's like some sort of like psychedelic drugs involved? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how you just read my mind that's what I was thinking, but that is kind of what I was thinking. It's like there must have been alcohol or drugs involved.
Yeah. They're naked. They're in the woods.
He's got his backpack.
Disoriented. A deer freaked them out. One guy drove 200 kilometers away.
That's not a good friend either. That is not a guy you want to hang out with in the future. $1,000 fines. That's what they all got.
Yeah.
Hope it was worth it.
Okay. I saw this article this morning, and I thought that this was pretty wild. Okay, so according to our favorite website, studyfinds.org, they had a story about how the average American parent is losing hours to brain fog raising their child. Tyson, would you be able to estimate the average number of hours that American parents are losing to brain fog? Oh, I think it ties to my microphone. I think his microphone is out. Yes. Danny.
So I've seen the number, okay. Unfortunately.
Sadly.
And I'm surprised it's that small.
Yeah. 4,000 hours are lost to brain fog while raising their child. And I don't know if this is like if you have one kid.
Whoa. So 4,000 per child, you think?
For the lifetime?
For your over your lifetime, 4,000 hours of brain fog.
I really believe it early on. I mean, this lack of sleep, the they're basically like a concussion grenade when they wake up. You just don't know what's going on. You can't see. Then the rest of the day, you're just wandering around, wondering what the hell you're going to do with your life.
But then also now at this stage, Danny, when your children are older and you're like, clean your room. And then they're like, no, we hate you, Dad. Clean your room. And then at that point, you're just stunned, which also creates brain fog too, I think.
That's true. Right? That's true. Or so when I have to tell my kid 10 times to do something. Yeah. And every time you say they have to do it again, like by the fifth time, you're causing brain damage to yourself. I don't know how, but by having to repeat, pick up your shoes 5, 6, 7 times, now brain damage is occurring to you. If they did an MRI, they'd be like, we can see the damage here in the frontal lobe.
Yeah, this is what you got for repeating yourself over and over and over again.
Because you're dumbstruck.
That are people using this as an excuse? Because according to this study, that they're saying that 6 in 10 adults blame the blur of not getting enough sleep and having low energy as the reason they don't always properly hydrate. Why they miss meals and why they forget birthdays.
No, what? I agree. I
know.
Listen, I have gotten way worse at remembering people's names, even people I've known for years and years that I've known their names all along.
Yeah.
I have once in a while been like, I don't remember Danny's last name. I've known Danny for 20 years and I can't think of his last name on the spot. That's just an example. I know Danny's last name is Bryson, but I have had a similar incident. I can't remember who it was with. See, right there. I don't even remember who it was, but I was like, I went to high school with this person. I hung out with this person. I still hang out with this person and I cannot recall their last name.
That's age. That's not related to the kids. It might be related to lack of sleep, but
yeah,
I mean, they've shown that that's just growing older. It's harder.
Not
to keep
me, dude.
Remembered.
No, I'm invincible.
But that's not true. You just described to us your biggest new weakness, and that's forgetting people's names.
It used to be my strongest strength, and now it's the thing I'm worst at.
Well, and it might be the thing you paid the most attention to, so now it stands out when it happens even a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, these are really stupid things. To miss a meal, to properly hydrate, I think that even a Neanderthal is getting biological signals to do all of these things that even a kid couldn't disrupt.
Like remembering birthdays.
The birthday thing I left out because that's just, I don't remember anyone's birthday other than my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
December
13?
No, 5. But to hydrate and eat, that's really dumb. Like, there's no reason your body's going to tell you when you need to do those things.
Yeah,
no matter how many kids you have screaming at you.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think that many people are missing meals.
Yeah, right. Like, that's not a problem here.
Not in America.
It happens to some people.
I think it's, if anything, it's the opposite, where it's like, oh, I forgot that I already ate lunch.
Yeah.
I just ate another lunch. That's great. I just ate two lunches.
Yeah.
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 That breakfast.
Okay. Most parents feel that they are most energized around 11 a.m., but their energy begins to crash 2 hours later and the levels are depleted at the same time each day, 2 p.m. That is so me.
Who paid for this study? Do we know?
This is a study.
Chocolate Milk of America. And guess what the best energy drink is, everyone? Chocolate milk.
Milk is actually one of the most hydrating. I think it is the most hydrating liquid you can consume.
Wow.
way for the fast. So it's the fastest way to rehydrate is drinking milk.
It absorbs the quickest into your body.
Yeah, exactly.
So the study was funded by a product called MitoQ, which is cellular energy to support organ health. Looks like it is a vitamin.
Hence the comment about hydration and meals. Like, that's why that question was asked. Because that's what they're pitching. And by the way, nearly two thirds add they would be more effective at balancing work and parenthood if they had more energy. Yeah. I mean, no kidding. What a stupid question. I don't like this survey.
Mm-hmm. Danny. Yeah.
I don't like
Stuart anything about in the it. Chat. Stuart in the chat wants to know what's better, brunch or Brinner, if you're going to squeeze in another meal there.
Oh, I think brunch. I'm a brunch guy. I could do brunch.
So would you do breakfast and then brunch, or would you skip breakfast to go to brunch? And isn't it just a late breakfast?
Skip breakfast to go to brunch and then eat a late lunch. And then just
late lunch. Slam party dinner. So you're going to go brunch and Brinner?
Well, it moves everything because whenever I have a late breakfast, I feel like I then have a late everything else.
Well, Brinner would be breakfast and dinner, which would just be lunch, right?
So I think Brinner could be like I ate pancakes for dinner.
Oh, breakfast dinner.
I love breakfast dinner. If that's what you're asking about.
Breakfast dinner too.
I had breakfast dinner 2 days ago and it's pretty good. Dessert. Breakfast is dessert.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay.
I have these kids, the condo next door. These kids are maniacs, just slamming the doors all day long, running up and down.
Brain fog. You
heard running around, back and forth. And like, I don't know if I should get up at 3 a.m. and go bang on their door and then just run away, or if I should go to the front desk and set up wake up calls at like 3 and then again at like 5.
Just say you think that their hotel neighbors might be making meth.
Okay.
Could you order a pornography to their room? Not like they'll watch it, but it'll just show up on the bill. And I bet they'll either really get in trouble or their parents will fight and maybe get divorced.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be like a real atom bomb. Because
they already. I walked by one day and they literally get up at 5 and just start slamming doors. And, I walked past and like you could tell like the Funkle and his girlfriend or something were like, "We're sorry." And I was like, "I know they're not your kids. I can tell." And also I'm starting to tune it out. It's been 3 days straight of this. And they were like, "Oh, sorry." So they told everybody, and for like half an hour, everything settled down as they realized that everyone in the whole building could hear them. But now they're ramping it back up again.
Ramp it back up.
So I think going to the front desk and being like, "Hey, I need a wake up call for my two condos," and list their condos instead of ours would be pretty smart.
Why don't you just pound on the wall and make it sound like you're having,
because I don't want to have a confrontation where they come over and are like, "Can we sit down and talk about this like grown adults?" And I'll be like, "No, I don't want to talk to you at all."
But do you feel like that wake up calls to potentially like making everybody more cranky over there? I feel like it's going to result in more slam doors.
You know, that's going to end up in a fist fight.
But they won't know it's me. Okay. I'm going to the front desk. Maybe. I'm saying, "These are my condos. Can you please give us a wake up call? We have a cool thing we're doing tomorrow at 3 a.m.
We're going to go fish. We're going fishing.
We're going deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing.
See? Right, yes. Well, you get it.
Perhaps the parents are suffering from brain fog, Tyson.
Oh, they definitely
are. They sure are. Yeah. I mean, that's all they have.
And if you're somebody who's suffering from brain fog, maybe you want to head on over to Popeyes, where they are now offering a I don't know meal for people who can't decide what they want to eat. It's the perfect meal for when you or your partner doesn't know what to get. Danny, would that you potentially get the I don't know meal?
The I don't know meal quickly turns into I don't want this meal. That's the problem. Is like now the person who could never pick anything on the menu now becomes the person who complains endlessly about what they got.
No, so this is what the person, as long as the I don't know meal is designed for even the pickiest person to eat, but still be acceptable for someone who likes a little bit of food, then you're like, if it's kind of like some type of chicken strips and fries.
Yeah.
Like everybody's eating that, you know?
That it's so stupid because it's the Popeyes, the Popeyes chicken sandwich. They don't mix it up. It's just like you're at Popeyes. You don't know what to get. It's like, hey, you idiot, just get the Popeyes chicken sandwich. You're at Popeyes.
Yeah, I feel like they could have more fun with this if it was you pay $3.99 and then you push a button and it spins like a wheel, like a Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune wheel.
It's just the chicken sandwich.
Then all on this wheel are the highest, most popular items, you know, the highest purchased items. And it lands on one of those because you probably can't go wrong with what the majority are already giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. I do like that idea.
What's trending? Right.
But I like it. I like it better where it's like, okay, here you go. And then it's like, one of the options is large. You spin it. One of the options is just large fries and a water. Mm-hmm. One of the options is just a Coke. One of the options is a full meal, you know, the number one meal on the day. There's a lot of ways to do this.
It's kind of scary too when you order a I don't know meal, because what they'll probably give you is, and this is what happens at nice restaurants, the most expensive thing on the menu. Yeah. Like you've ordered a filet with some lobster on the side. You're like, I didn't know Popeye did that. Yes, we do. It's $75.
Yeah.
We're going to catch the fish right now. It's $200. We got that in Bosnia.
That's what made me think about that. Tyson said, just bring me your whatever. And the guy brought him the grossest fish and it cost like $1 million.
It was $200. Yeah. And we had no money. None of us had any money.
Tyson, what did you do?
No, we paid and ran away. And I think I had some money, but I definitely didn't want to burn $200 on a gross fish.
Gross fish. It was more than one fish. And the guy just saw, the guy knew what he was looking at when Tyson said, you know, just get me whatever.
He saw money signs in his eyes.
Yes. Yes. He went back into the garbage can and got out all the stuff he's throwing away.
And then I think as we left, Danny was like, that's what happens in countries that aren't regulated. Properly
without proper health,
need fish rules. Fraud.
Yeah,
that's why fish we fraud. Need rules. So yeah, it was it was crazy. Anyways, Trent here says that you could. One of the options was lard. That would be cool, like a bucket of grease.
Mm-hmm.
You just like snack on it. Like, how do you eat lard? You just lick it like a lollipop.
A spoon. I would do like a spoon.
I think a spoon's too much. I think you need to just get a little bit, like a lick here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep it next to you as you work on the computer at the office, and just lick it occasionally.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking you to the future.
Oh, the future. Okay, let's go to Danny's bolt hole, everybody. Open bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel you belong.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, did you know, guys know that today is a pretty big deal?
Yeah, Tyson Day.
June 30th is hopefully the end of robocalls. I don't know if any of you guys saw this.
Robocalls?
So
what?
Today is the final day to implement what they're calling Shaken and Stir. That's the name of the technology that is supposed to verify that a call is coming from a registered cellular network user. So they're hoping to cut down on robocalls, which have gotten absolutely out of control, just like we talked about 2 years ago. Remember, we read that study that said like something like 80% of your phone calls in 2 years will be from robocalls.
I don't recall that, but yeah, that
we
I would
did
say clearly. Yeah, 80% of my phone calls are robocalls.
I easily 80% of my phone calls are robocalls, and today is the day that networks have to have implemented these two technologies to hopefully slow the flow of robocalls.
Slow the flow.
Because it's absolutely out of control. And what's funny is that I sold something recently and I don't take phone calls. And so the guy tried to call me and then I had to call him back. And everyone's doing the same thing on the iPhone, blocking unknown callers. Because if it's unknown, it's most definitely a robo. And what's with the warranty? What is the warranty scam? Someone needs to sit me down and explain to me why the warranty thing is such a huge scam.
Extended warranty. Extended auto warranties, extended home warranties. I don't even know that there are home warranties, but they probably are.
They're probably selling people home warranties.
They for sure are selling people home warranties. Your home warranty is about to expire.
Telling me my warranties are expiring on cars I haven't owned in, you know, years. And anyway, hopefully, guys, if it comes down,
send them money
that this works. We should declare this a national holiday, June 30th, or is it like our Independence Day. From robocalls. I would love that. That's a war that we've actually won. You know, it would be something to celebrate if we can actually.
What about robotext? Robocalls. I feel I am getting more spam texts than I've ever gotten before.
Yeah, that's true. Those two.
And I'm hoping, I mean, I don't know if this will work with text messaging, probably not, you know, because that's the thing is they're slippery and they find ways around. And that's kind of all the articles that I've read said, maybe this will slow it down. It won't stop it because these people, they are way ahead of the government and the telecommunications industry. You know, they are out there looking for the next way to snake it, get into your phone, get into the phone of old people and take their retirement money. And so they're probably hot on the texting, robotext, and that's just going to be the next thing. And then after that, they'll find a different way. It's just,
Docs it never ends. Chat says, you're hanging the mission accomplished banner a bit too soon, Danny.
Yeah, but that's what you do. Okay, that's what you do. You hang it early, and then you move on to the next crisis without actually closing out the last one.
Yeah.
So
we're done here. Next.
Next. Yeah. I've solved this problem. Yeah. Well, let's ignore it, and let's move on. And I'll take whatever credit I can get.
All right, well, this is good news, because I didn't know this was happening today.
Today's the day. So you might see a slowdown of robocalls.
But today is probably going to be a real heater with all
this. Don't answer your phone. Whatever you phone do today, don't answer your phone. It'll be nothing but extended warranties and whatever else they're pitching to you. And I've got bad news, though, Rob. A lot of people have already started implementing this, these two technologies. And so if you haven't seen a slowdown already, it means that possibly you won't at all. But legally, everyone has to do it today, by today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, pray for your network provider. Mm-hmm. prayers to Comcast, not Comcast, but prayers out to T-Mobile or whoever you use. Mm-hmm.
Danny, you said that you were going to take us into the future. That was it? The future of the end of robocalling?
No.
The future of tomorrow.
That wasn't the future. That was just something I thought for sure we would cover.
Oh.
But we didn't cover that at all.
Yes.
So I wanted to touch on that. But no, I want to talk about flying cars.
Yes, flying cars. Okay, a lot of flying car stories that I've seen.
Well, because
that
guy in Slovakia got his off the ground and managed to take off, land, and then drive to the capital. Here's the thing. With a lot of stuff promised in the future, first of all, like self-lacing shoes, it's like we get fixated on the idea of how it should be 30 years ago, right? So then when it actually comes to fruition, the idea does, it's kind of an outdated concept. You're like, well, what? It's not nearly as cool as you would think. And this car is exactly the same. I don't know if you've seen it, but one, it looks terrifying to fly in. But he manages to take off, land, fold his wings. They kind of like, seems really scary to have collapsible wings, but they kind of come up and then they come down the side. So they come up, turn and go down the side. And then he still has a giant propeller on the back, but he did it. He's trying to get it out to market. He's trying to sell it to us.
Boeing to the America. Yeah.
I don't think Boeing's interested in this.
How many people are going to be in the market for one of these? Danny, you'd get one, right?
Well, no, I don't think I would. It doesn't look nearly as cool as I'd hoped. I would take one for sure.
Okay.
It says that it can go up to heights of 8,200 feet and speeds of 105. I think that's in the air. And I believe I saw the range. A flight was actually pretty good. I'm trying to look for it.
Yeah.
So it has like some capabilities. Batmobile. Yeah. It's just not cool. Like when you picture a flying car, you picture something more like the wheels fold up and turn into a hover, you know, and then takes off. It's just, I think that really a drone is more practical than a car.
Right. Like you still need to then get to like a runway where you can like get up yes. to a like a velocity where you
can. You can't just do it on the freeway. Like
no, you have to like drive to the airport, I think, and then drive to the airport yes. and then you take off like a normal plane would and then go land at an airport.
Land in an airport and then drive it away.
Yeah.
Yes. And Rob, I think you hit on what's really bothering me. I hadn't been able to put it into words. And that's it right there, is that it's not as convenient as what Tyson kind of pictured, which was you're just on the freeway. You're like, dude, traffic is bad up ahead. I got a Google alert. Pop out the wings, take off, fly over the other people laughing all the way, you know, home, and then landing on your own personal street. So it still requires an airport. And I think that's what kills the futuristic flying car vibe for me, because it really is only cool.
In the chat says no fly car shaming, please.
I know it's kind of early days. I should be applauding this guy's effort. Sure. It seems like he was just some lone guy, you know, he's a scientist, I'm sure inventor, whatever, who put this together and then had the balls to fly it, which anyone who puts anything together himself and then flies it, that's a brave individual. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I applaud what he's done here, but let's just say it hasn't met my expectations yet.
Not yet. And
I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if it's possible.
Because our expectations have been set so high, because growing up, we saw cartoons with flying cars. Mm-hmm. We saw actual flying cars. Everything was awesome. Jet cars. We were yes. like, this is on its way.
And I think if you can't land it in your driveway, then to me, it's not really that cool.
Yeah.
That's really the bonus, is to see traffic and be like, I'm up, I'm out of here. And then yeah. boom, I'm landing at my house. I'm high or as you Tyson's house, whatever.
Burn the paint off of the cars in front of you as you take off, you know, with your thrusters.
But I encourage people to go watch this video, because it at least it's a very bizarre sight to see it both driving and flying. It is very strange.
Yeah.
All so right. go check it out, and then hopefully things will just improve from here on out. 10 years from now, I'll be landing my fusion powered car at Tyson's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that.
It is a holiday weekend coming up. Danny, do you want to leave the listeners with any thoughts on celebrating the 4th of July?
Yeah, basically here we live in a tinderbox.
So they're only allowing some fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. I blown away that they still allow open fires in any fireworks. But yeah, just it's sure to be a big one out here in Utah. As seeing that everything could start a fire just by looking at it. You know, just like the light coming off of your cell phone could potentially start grass on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. you know, barbecues, people like barbecues. I'm not one of those people standing around a hot grill on a 105 degree day. Doesn't yeah. really sound great to me. Like
okay.
And then, yeah, it's just.
What's your favorite part about the 4th of July?
I actually like it when it gets dark, when the sun goes down and the temperature drops. That's nice. And everyone's out.
So you can see fireworks?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You got to keep your kids up because it gets dark so late. Right. So if you got youngsters, you got to keep them out till at least 10. And then July 5th is the day of reckoning. But all grumpy. So my brain fog is through the roof. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so July 4th, soup. Everyone's so happy. July 5th, everyone smells like smoke and is a little bit grumpy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of waiting
so you love the holiday.
For yes. it to get dark.
And then it looks like a war zone, you know, as you're driving home, there's explosions taking place in the distance, you know, like smoke, fog going across the road. I guess that actually is a cooler part about 4th of July. But, you know, everyone go out, have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's one of the better holidays.
Okay.
Okay, with that review, you're now closing it with that's one of the better holidays.
And by the way, I want to point out that any criticisms about the holiday are based strictly around the activities that take place during the holiday, not the holiday itself. All right.
Okay.
I'm very glad we broke away from the monarchy, and I applaud those who had the balls to do it.
Not you just being like, I wish we were still British.
No. Okay. So I'm just talking about barbecues, good the heat note. And the fires. So let me make that clear.
Okay. Well said, Danny. God bless America. Yes.
And all that.
Okay. All right. Tyson, have you been excited to be escaping the heat, or is it finding you even in Newport Beach?
No, it's not finding us in Newport Beach. It's been great. It's been foggy almost every day, which I really enjoy. And there's actually a pretty big pro pickleball tournament going on right now at Newport Beach. So I'm going to go watch that because some of my friends are playing. And yeah, what else? That's about it. But we're going to be back home for the 4th. We're going to, you know, enjoy the heat of Arizona. And
dry heat.
It's a dry heat, so it feels pretty chilling. But yeah, that's it. And coming up, I don't really have much other than the stuff I'm already doing, the pickleball in. And that's it for now.
All right. Well, tonight.
Yeah, what about you, Rob?
But tonight we talk about the Survivor Blood versus Water. We'll have our panel with Mary Kwiatkowski and AJ Norris talking about the 14th best season of Survivor. I got to finish my rewatch.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
I watched Love Island.
Yes.
On your recommendation. Wait, wait.
Love Island or Too Hot to Handle?
Oh, sorry. Too Hot to Handle. I always get those two.
Yes. Yes.
And already I've noticed, I think we've watched two episodes. They need to make the money more. No one seemed to care. It was kind of like the least the vibe I have right now is that they just don't care. They're probably making more than that, you know, being models, since everyone on the show is supposedly a model. But I don't know. Maybe it picks up. Maybe they find a real way to punish them. Maybe they give the people who aren't breaking the rules more power. But as it stands right now, two episodes in, good recommendation on your part.
Oh, good. Keep going, yeah, Danny.
I'll keep going. But my initial impression is they really need to offer like $250,000.
Well, my thought was, yeah, that they don't care about the money at all, that they're just there to be famous. Like, there's not.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't even know. Like, if you put more money into the pot, I'm not sure necessarily that that would, like, hey, well, now there's more. Now, well, there's more of a cushion.
Interesting. I would have thought that at least the people who wanted to play the game might be a little bit harder on those who didn't care if the money was more. Because once it gets chipped down to a certain amount, how many people really care? You know, it's all imaginary money anyway. It's like playing in Vegas. You know, get that pot going up. But if it goes up and then you lose it, what do you care? Because it was never real to you. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I've been watching that on your recommendation.
Yeah, I think there's more episodes dropping today, I believe.
All right.
Ooh, I should start watching that.
Yeah, look, it depends if you like that kind of show, but it's very trashy. I watched the third episode. I watched the third episode, and that might be the trashiest that I had seen.
I should be embarrassed to say that I watched it, but
and enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say enjoyed it. I found it interesting.
Okay.
But I only watched because Liz wants to watch it. I don't go in my office choosing to watch it on my own. I'm watching because she plops her computer down in front of me and turns it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
family show.
Good enough. Yeah, it is a family show.
Yes. Wait, it's one way to make us feel better about ourselves.
Right. Right.
Which is what a lot of TV is used for these days.
Right.
It boosts your self-esteem.
All right.
But what are you doing for the 4th, Rob?
So I think that we're actually going to have some company that I think that my father-in-law is coming down here. So Nicole is very excited that we haven't seen, she hasn't seen him since pre-COVID. So
wow.
Do some stuff with
exciting.
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for News AF today. Great job once again. Hope the brain fog isn't too bad for everybody out there. And then we'll be back next week, probably Tuesday, for another News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.